This is a new year and new things. What does the word innovation mean anyway? We're glad to have you with us as we talk about it. And we have as our panelists today,
Brian.
Brian, it's nice to have you here. This is your first program this year.
That's for sure.
That's right. And who else do we have with us today?
Anna.
And Anna is also working with our Let's Talk. But everybody at Studio Classroom has to help on all the programs, don't they?
That's right.
Do you like Advanced?
I do.
Well, it's a good time to be here, and I hope you'll be on a lot of programs this year. And Doris, Palmer Hoy. And we want to welcome you to this article about innovation. What is innovation, Brian?
It's a new way of doing things that is an improvement on the past.
Right? It's new, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a new creation or a new invention, maybe.
We say to people, you should innovate or you should think of new things. And we always think of new for the new year, don't we?
That's right. Try something new and better.
And we hope that you're all feeling well today. You had a nice New Year's Eve, and some people stayed up pretty late to see the New Year in, so you might miss the program today, but it's going to be here for 3 days, so maybe you can catch it somehow or other. And open your magazines to page 10, and our article today is about using our money in 2015.
That's right. It's going to get a lot more digital.
What is the title of our article, Anna?
Today we're talking about payment options of the future. So very fitting for the first day of the new year, right?
Well, that's true, of the future. And this is now the next year, right?
That's right.
And these are options. Options are just choices, aren't they?
That's right.
We have a lot of options. We can do this or we can do that. And when you think about it, there's payment. We're used to paying in cash or credit cards, aren't we?
Yeah, usually I use cash to pay, but when you're buying something bigger, you often use a credit card or a debit card.
Right. I like to use cash because then you know how much you have left and everything. But sometimes if you're going on a trip or you need to take your credit card or you rent a car, you need a credit card, don't you?
Yeah, and it can be kind of annoying to bring so much cash with you or even kind of dangerous. It's
that's
a lot easier to lose cash than it is maybe a credit card, right?
Right.
But I'm interested to see what other payment options we're going to have.
Well, let's be sure that you open your magazine to page 10 because we're going to talk about this because cash, checks, and credit cards may soon be a thing of the past. Is that possible?
It's very possible, and we see a nice image there right below that deck of a smartphone, and so that thing may be replacing all of those other three payment options.
Well, Brian, you said that you think it's possible. I think that it'll be a long time, but we're going to talk about it. I don't think it's going to be a thing of the past too soon. Do you think so, Anna?
I don't know. I have different opinions on that. And actually, in our article, we have some differing opinions as well. So
That'll be interesting. That's right. We can see what our article is talking about. And this article is from the Atlanta Journal, and it's a very interesting article. It says, the merchants, people in the shops, and the phone carriers, all your telephones, they want to shape how you pay. They want to perhaps change some of the way that we pay.
That's right. They want to have a little bit of control over what's going on.
Right. Well, let's just start out by reading the very first column.
Payment options of the future. Cash, checks, and credit cards may soon be a thing of the past. Merchants, phone carriers want to shape how you pay. It's the closest many of us have ever come to mobile payments. Watching the person ahead of us at Starbucks buy a latte with a smartphone. Or watching over some dude's shoulder at Rite Aid as he taps his smartphone against the card machine on the counter. But these aren't just blips. They signal a concerted campaign by major companies for more control over how our money moves.
How our money moves. Money moves, or we have to pay for things, right?
That's right. Every transaction involves two or more parties.
Well, what does it start out by saying here? Can you explain that a little bit, Brian?
Yeah, it starts out with a picture here, a scene, and it says it's the closest many of us have ever come to mobile payments. If you've been in a Starbucks has had this kind of a payment system. smartphone payment system. I think they have their own app, and they've had this for quite a while, so it's been a common scene in Starbucks. So
right.
That maybe more of that to come.
Mm-hmm. You want to buy a latte, and a latte, of course, is just coffee with milk, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you could do it with a smartphone. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody do that. I do have the Starbucks app on my phone, but I don't use it to pay. It's just they tell you what the new bargains are. A lot of companies have apps now, don't they?
Yeah, they have. I'm curious. Have you tried to pay with the Starbucks app?
No, I don't think it would work, actually.
Okay.
But they just tell you that there's there's 2-for-1 today or something advertisements.
Yeah. Well, the article here gives two different stores, Starbucks and Rite Aid, that are accepting mobile payments. And it's saying that it's not just a blip. What is a blip?
It's like a temporary flash, something that's here and then it's gone the next moment.
Well, and what's a dude?
Maybe we better ask Anna about that.
Oh, dude.
Okay, dude.
Well, a dude is just another word for guy or friend or person, really. More used for men, but I suppose you could use it for a woman, too. But the word dude probably comes back from cowboy culture in the way out west.
That's true. You know, sometimes people that worked on ships say, let's say, hi, mate. They call
That's
people
right.
everything.
Yeah.
And you are a cowboy. Hi, dude, you know.
Right.
You work on a dude ranch where cowboys are, but it just means some guy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's
kind
definitely
of a slang.
Slang.
Word. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like a slang word. So some person, okay, some guy at Rite Aid. And Rite Aid is just a store, like a drug store, where you can buy, you know, pharmaceutical things, right?
That's right. Yeah, you can buy drugs. They even have snacks and stuff. And it's
when you
a
say
big
drugs,
chain.
It's kind of scary. But
medicine, right?
Yeah, you mean medicine.
Medicine.
Okay. Yeah, right. We have to be careful how we use that word drugs. But you can buy medicine, things like that. But anyway, he taps his smartphone against the card machine, and he can pay. That's pretty unusual. I've never seen anybody do that. Have you?
I've seen that a few times.
Where did you see that?
I've seen it more in the States than I have in Asia so far.
Yeah, I've never seen it in Asia. Well, are these just blips? And what is a blip?
A blip is an unexpected and unusual condition that is usually temporary. So, in simpler words, it's something out of the ordinary.
Just a little thing.
Yeah, just a little thing.
That's right. It's not something that just happens on then. But these things are something that tell us, they signal something, a concerted campaign. Now, a blip is just an accident, but what is a concerted, sounds like going to a concert to me, huh?
It does.
But what is a concerted campaign?
A concerted campaign would be a group effort that's intentional. There's been a lot of planning and effort that goes into it. So maybe this has been brewing, so to speak, or in the planning stages, these payments for many years.
Right.
So they're getting ready for a big change.
So when you saw that, you know, Brian, when you just there wasn't just something that happened once, but this is a signal that they are preparing a big campaign to control how we pay, how our money moves, how we pay.
That's right. That's right.
Of course, we have to pay and how we pay. So we're going to talk more about that. Anna, would you like to read the next section for us down through line 13?
Those companies are poaching on turf long claimed by payment networks such as Visa, MasterCard, and Amex, and the industry of processors that handle credit and debit card transactions. The digitalization of money is a great leveler, said Nick Holland, a senior payments analyst. Or not. The one thing I have always said is that consumers love their cards, said Drew Sievers, the former CEO of M Foundry, the company that made Starbucks mobile payments possible. After all, Visa and MasterCard basically work everywhere.
Now, I know all of you that are listening to Advanced Thinking, this is a difficult article to start the new year on, but this is Advanced after all, and so some of these words like poaching on people's turf, that's kind of an expression that's interesting, even if you don't understand all the things about the money.
That's right. It's a very useful term, a descriptive term. And poaching on turf would be you're kind of trespassing almost. You're kind of endangering somebody and trying to steal their territory.
Right. Poachers that kill animals that are not supposed to be hunted down, and they'll go and shoot the elephants or the something like that. Those we call those poachers.
Yeah.
They take things that don't belong to them. And there, the turf is the land that they're on. So you're taking something that doesn't belong to you. For instance, the credit cards, MasterCards, and all these cards, they feel that people have to pay them. So how come you're coming into my turf, to my land, and you're taking my profits?
That's right. For a long time, credit cards and these payment networks, Visa, MasterCard, etc., they've kind of had somewhat of a monopoly on this payment industry.
That's true, they have.
Yeah, yeah. So now they have some new competition to deal with.
Somebody's poaching on their territory. They have to be careful.
That's right.
Now, why do they care? I mean, why do they care if people don't use their credit cards?
Well, it's all about making money, right? So all the fees add up to millions and millions of dollars, I would suppose.
Right. If you use your credit card, then you're paying that money. But the company where you buy it, they have to pay a fee on that. So that the people that have the credit cards are making money on that.
That's right.
So you're kind of stealing their business, you could say, you know, right?
That's right, and people don't like that.
Yeah, right. You're not supposed to take somebody else's fun one. You're not supposed to steal their rice bowl, right?
That's
in a Chinese system.
Right.
So this digitalization of money is a great lever. Now, digitalization means that money is digitalized on your phone. But when it's on your MasterCard, isn't that also digitalized or not?
Yeah, in a sense, you have that stripe on your card, and it's kind of alerting a computer system and identifying you.
Right. It's not
still
money.
Electronic.
Yes, yeah. Electronic. That's electronic, okay, and this is digital. So, I don't know, those words kind of confusing.
Yeah, they're kind of related.
But how can it be a great leveler?
Well, this is a interesting statement, a very provocative statement, we can say, by Mr. Holland. I think what Mr. Holland is trying to say is that it's going to even the playing field. So as Anna said, these credit card companies won't have a monopoly anymore, and so things are going to be a lot more level. There's going to be a lot more competition, and I think it's implying that the user who's paying with the smartphone would have more power, so to speak, or more choices.
I don't know if they will, but I know that somebody's going to make money when you use your credit cards, and that's why we like to use cash, isn't that right?
That's right. Actually, a recent study done in the States said that 65% of transactions are done with cash.
Hmm.
Wow,
that's good in a way.
It was surprising.
Yeah.
I thought credit cards were definitely the preferred choice, but apparently it's still cash.
Wow. Well, that's what it goes on to say here in line 7 here, that the one thing I've always said is that consumers love their cards. So if they love their cards, that means that they like to use their cards. But I don't like to use a credit card unless I have to, because then you have to keep remembering how much money you spent. And
it's a lot easier to spend money, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's better to, you know, pay cash, and when your cash is gone, you don't have any left.
That's right. If you look in the wallets of some people, like my mom, she probably has a different credit card for every department store.
Yeah,
so maybe she has 20
They
cards.
All give you a card, yeah.
For
and there's always the danger of not paying your payments on time, and then having to pay interest on that. So
that's really what's bad, because if you pay at the end of the month, it's one thing. But if you go over that, sometimes it's, 15% or even more?
Extremely high interest
rates. Very high.
Yeah.
But if you want to put your money out and you don't even get 1% back when you put it in the bank, but credit cards get 15 or 20%. So somebody's making money there.
Somebody's making a lot of money.
So there's a little bit of something about business. But actually, Visa and MasterCard, you work all over the world, but then some of these other cards don't. So we're going to talk about that. And that'll be an interesting subject, because a lot of you travel and use credit cards, but most of us have not started using our phone to pay things yet.
Not yet.
And I'm not sure how it's going to work out.
We'll see. Drew Severs doesn't seem to think it's going to catch on too fast. He thinks credit cards will still remain popular for quite some time.
That's why they said, or not to, was by now.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's read about the strong motivation, and we'll be talking about this the next few days.
A strong motivation. The retailer's push is spurred partly, if not wholly, by their desire to shed interchange, the amount merchants pay in order to accept credit and debit cards. It's just a few percent on each transaction, but it adds up fast. In any case, Visa, MasterCard, and their brethren will be part of our lives for some time to come. But the merchants are highly motivated, and they've got the wherewithal to mount a sustained attack. Who hates the payment networks? Who has the most to gain from disrupting them? Merchants. Because they hate interchange, Seavers said. At the end of the day, he said, they'll only give up the fight if the long-term costs of the rewards necessary to shift consumers to their system are higher than the interchange costs they already bear.
So this motivation is what we're doing it for. Why are they doing this?
Well, their motivation is to get rid of another payment system called interchange. So as we referred to earlier, the big credit card companies and the merchant you buy from, there's different payments between those banks. And so there's a lot of fees for the businesses. And so they want to stop that.
Right, they have to pay money. And it's interesting because if you go to certain places to eat and you have certain credit cards, then they'll say, if you use this credit card, we can give you 10% off. If you use that one, 15% off. And they're both credit cards. You pay the same amount, but you get a discount.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to figure that out sometimes.
I wonder if that's because the different credit cards have different levels of interchange, if they have different prices for their interchange.
They probably do.
That's quite possible. Yeah. I was reading about interchange that usually the big banks, they can negotiate the fees. And so if you're bigger, you can probably negotiate a better package.
Yeah. Mm. Well, they said it's just a few percent on each transaction. A transaction is every time you use it, they call it each time.
That's
each
right.
Transaction. Any time it happens. But it adds up fast. So if you say that it's 3% or 1%, pretty soon, if you spend $1,000, that adds up fast.
That adds up really fast.
That's right. And a lot of stores are trying to sidestep having to pay the interchange by giving a swipe charge to the customer, which means that the customer ends up paying for that interchange price.
How can they do that then?
Well, they add it to the end price.
Oh.
So the customer, if they're paying with a credit card, they also have to pay that extra little fee that the store would pay for.
So they don't pay it, then they make you pay it.
Right, exactly.
Well, you got to be careful when you use your credit cards, don't you?
Yeah.
You probably don't realize that sometimes.
That's right. So sometimes paying with cash, you get a little discount, a little minor discount. Yeah.
Well, they have a lot of different ways. Like if you go to a restaurant to eat and you're supposed to leave a tip, but sometimes if you're paying by credit card, they'll leave a little space where you write down how much that tip is instead of paying the cash for the tip.
That's right.
So you're still paying the tip. But these are all kind of like hidden little charges. You think you're paying so much money, but you're really paying more.
Mm-hmm.
You have to watch all that.
You have to be aware.
Yeah. Well, in any case, though, it says Visa, MasterCard, they're the ones that people use a lot, and their brethren. I don't know why they use the word brethren here. It sounds like, you know, they're brothers and sisters or their relatives, but they just mean other like credit cards. There are other credit cards, right?
That's right. They're in the same field.
In the same kind, same field. Mm-hmm. It says they're going to be part of our lives for some time to come. Do you think so, Anna, that we'll still be using them for a while?
I think so. I think people are used to using their credit cards, and until all stores can accept this mobile payment, I think people are going to feel much more comfortable with their credit cards.
What do you think, Brian?
I think so, too. I think, like, they inferred that there's habits, like Mr. Seavers up there. I think people just like the feel of the card sometimes and pulling it out of the wallet.
Well, they're kind of used to it, actually. They're really used to it. But I'm like Anna. I like to pay cash if I can, don't you?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of change, all that heavy change in my
pocket.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I do prefer the credit card when I can.
Well, but I have to be sure that I don't charge any more than I can pay that month, though, because then you don't have to pay any fees.
That's true. You do have to be very careful.
Be careful. But the merchants are very highly motivated. You know, they want to not pay that fee, so they have got what they call the wherewithal to mount a sustained attack. Now, wherewithal is a very common word that we use quite a bit. They have the means to do it.
Yeah, right. The means To me, it almost means the means as well as the willpower to do it.
And it's they have what it takes to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The resources, probably, right?
That's a good way to say it, the resources.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they can mount a sustained attack. So who are they attacking then? Who are they attacking?
The merchants are attacking the payment networks, Visa and MasterCard.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't like the interchange.
Right. They don't want to have to pay that money.
Exactly.
So they're paying that. So who hates the payment networks and who has the most to gain from disrupting them? Who?
The merchants, clearly. The businesses.
Because they hate that interchange. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So they have to pay whenever you use your credit card. It's interesting.
So that may motivate them to develop machines that are used for these digital payments. Because a lot of businesses right now don't have the kinds of cash registers necessary. So if they really hate interchange a lot, they might be motivated to build these new machines.
It could be a matter of how willing they are to invest in the future and investing and saving those few extra dollars.
Well, and you never know because things change so fast. You might invest in one system, and then they change to another system. It used to be they didn't change systems for years, but now, you know, smartphones change every few months or every year, and these payment systems might change. So they feel probably insecure about it, don't you think? A little bit
definitely.
Insecure.
That's true.
They don't know how it's going to work out.
Operating systems change every year or two, so.
Right. Well, I like this next expression. They said, at the end of the day. That does not mean really at the end of the day. What does that phrase actually mean?
It just means in the end.
Yeah. As a result, as in the end, it says, they'll only give up the fight if the long-term costs of the rewards shift to the consumers. In other words, they don't want to pay. And you said they're already doing that in some places, right? They're shifting the amount to the consumers.
So some of these bigger companies like Starbucks, they have the wherewithal, they have the means, the resources to switch to this new system. But I wonder about some of these smaller companies, if they will have the resources they need to develop this app or this payment method in order to shed this interchange. So I don't know how possible this will be for everyone.
That's true. It says it depends on the interchange costs that they already bear, that they already have to pay.
That's right. So if the new payment system actually is not as profitable as the system they already have with the credit cards, then they won't be motivated to switch.
Well, so far, what we're talking about is this new system and on the cell phone, but we're not really specifically saying actually how it works because it's kind of complicated to figure out because you use a credit card and you pay, but you can put your cell phone there and click on something and you pay. So it's kind of hard to know how that works.
The interesting thing is most of the mobile payment systems actually rely on credit cards. So you actually have a credit card that's registered in your smartphone's memory.
So you're still paying.
So
somebody's
still
paying
through
that.
Usually through a credit card.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to work that because I guess the new phones, I know that when the iPhone 6 came out, well, that's one of the features that they had, that they could do that. But even still, at the very beginning, there's still a lot of things they're working on. The infrastructure wasn't settled. So it's not really something that people are used to yet.
Still right? New, yeah.
But it's a new year, so we have to talk about the new things
that's
and the
right.
new ideas. We'll talk a little bit more about it because it's new and it's a new year, but we hope you're going to have a very good new year, and we all like to save money, so we like to find out about how we can pay things and probably save money, don't we?
Definitely.
So if you're going to summarize this lesson today, we're really talking more about the merchants than we are about the individuals, aren't we?
Yeah, talking about a shift in the way that they're going to handle the payments.
Right. Because why is it then that the merchants or the stores that you go to, why is it that they'd rather not have you use their credit cards? Why is that?
Well, because it costs them money to accept credit cards. We call that interchange. So they're very interested in finding other payment options for the customers.
Well, like if you go to some store, when I used to get one at Penny's department store, and they all give you one, like your mom has those. So if you use their store card, then the credit card companies don't get that money. Is that right?
That's a
How
little
that
tricky.
Work?
I'm not sure.
Because, you know, I wonder what's the point of having one of those for their stores.
Maybe they have a special deal between the bank and the merchant.
Well, yeah, there has to be some reason. Otherwise, you would use a regular credit card.
That's right.
They
that's
want
right.
you to use their company card.
That's right.
So evidently, then they don't have to pay the credit card that money. They're big companies.
That's true.
So
maybe
probably,
it's cheaper than the Visa or MasterCard. Yeah.
It's kind of complicated for most of us, right?
It is, yeah.
But we're going to find out a little more about it. So stay with us now because it's a new thing. It's a new year. And we hope that you'll be back tomorrow. So we'll see you then.
Goodbye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Year.